Good morning. Welcome to the Mystic Middle 8th Grade Chorus. This is Edward Tyler, one of your adjudicators here today. Fantastic festivals. Looking forward to hearing your group. I've already heard your 6th and 7th grade choir, so let's hear what these 8th graders can do. Okay, it's good opening sound, folks. Could use a little bit more of that third part. Baritones, bring that right out. Altos, we're going to need a little bit more there as you're moving between that D flat and the D natural. That's a really important shift in pitch there, so we need to bring that out a little bit. Be careful not to breathe after stricte. Stricte discusurus. Because when you breathe there, you want to collapse the vowel and it becomes stricte and then becomes a little diphthongy. Good. You can even get away with a little more separation there if you want. Right there, alto. Stricte, stricte. I'm hearing stricte as you kind of bite the end of the vowel off. You don't want it to diphthong. Stricte, stricte. Okay? You can help yourself out a little bit by putting an accent on that first one. Stricte, stricte, so it's not stricte. Right, approach to the sound is very good. Baritones, we need you guys to kind of hero up a little bit. Put your capes on and really kind of come out a little bit more, especially in something like the Mozart. Gonna build me. The repeat of that A, the third repeat of the A, is a little under each time. Oh, the cuckoo. You've got to try to get that just a teeny bit higher. Okay, make sure that by. I'm good with the slide. Just make sure you get all the way up to the pitch. Guys, you're doing a nice job with that. I'd love to see a little bit more energy kind of being expressed in your face a little bit. You're trying to sing this really kind of cool scat without moving your lips. It's like you're trying to be a ventriloquist act there. You know what helped there just a little bit on those ah vowels? Smile. It's kind of cool what you just did, but everyone's like, trying not to be, not to enjoy themselves there. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. There it is again. You have taken the tay. It needs to be a little higher. And my gold. Let me hear those words. Okay, now as it's repeating, give us a little bit of contrast. If you're going to repeat yourself, make your audience travel somewhere with you. All right. Good job overall, folks. Boy, I would love to see some smiling faces in that and just kind of see a little bit more energy, a little bit more. I'm enjoying myself, because when you show us that you're enjoying yourselves, we can't help but enjoy ourselves. It's when we kind of present ourselves a little dead-faced that your audience has permission to sort of look bored as well. You don't want your audience to ever be bored. You're going to want, from here, we're going to want to build this up a little bit. Good, guys. Losing the three parts a little bit. Guys. Yeah, you guys can bring that up a little bit more. Otherwise, we're not really kind of getting the story, and you have the most text in the entire piece, those two little phrases. Keep that quarter note tempo nice and steady. Yeah, we're kind of cutting the word name off. You're trying to get enough air, I understand that. But it's coming out almost nim, where we're not really getting the vowel of name. Name.
Oh, praise his holy name.
Praise his name. Praise his holy name. Yeah, it's got to be much more of an A vowel in there. Yeah, there's the vowel. All the way up there, sopranos, on that I vowel. Praise Him. Needs to get way, way, way up there. It was just a tiny bit under pitch. All right, folks, really nice job. I'll be down to work with you in just a couple of minutes. Thanks very much.